You know how when you're browsing online, maybe thinking about buying something, and those little boxes pop up? Customer quotes.
Yeah, testimonials.
Testimonials. Right. You probably just glance at them, maybe think, okay, someone liked it. But what if there's actually a lot more going on there?
Oh, absolutely. And that's precisely what we're diving into today. Forget just seeing them as like compliments.
Right.
This isn't just about businesses getting a pat on the back. Our mission here is to really unpack the engine behind testimonials, how they build trust in your mind, how they kind of nudge you towards clicking buy, and their overall strategic role in marketing.
Exactly. We've looked at quite a bit of material, and what's really clear is that there are core goals, a real impact to these things that seem so simple.
Definitely.
So we're going to unpack what those objectives are, how they work to build that vital trust, maybe ease those pre-purchase jitters we all get.
Yeah, those anxiety.
We'll look at some examples our sources talked about, see how it works in practice, and even explore like where they're best placed for maximum effect.
And hopefully, I mean, the goal is that this changes how you see them a bit. So instead of just random bits of praise, you start to see them as, well, carefully chosen tools with specific jobs to do.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. Just thinking personally. Think about the last time you were maybe on the fence about buying something and a testimonial actually tipped you over. What was it about that feedback that swayed you? Just, keep that thought in mind as we explore why these stories are actually so potent.
Good question to hold on to.
Okay, let's get into it. And it feels like the place to start has to be trust, right? The bedrock.
Absolutely. Yeah, at its heart, a primary goal for any testimonial is establishing that trust, building credibility. When you hear from someone who's actually, used the product, had a good experience, it just hits different than regular ads.
It really does cut through the noise, doesn't it? It feels almost intuitive.
Yeah.
Like, who are you going to believe more? The company saying, we're the best. Or, some regular person who used it and is genuinely excited.
That independent validation is key.
And it's not just a gut feeling. Our sources pointed to research, Bright Local, I think it was, showing that a massive 79% of consumers trust online reviews just as much as a personal recommendation from someone they know.
Think about that. Nearly 80%, as much as a friend telling you.
That's huge.
And what's really interesting is how testimonials, they bridge that gap, right? Between what a company promises and the actual real experience of customers. It takes the abstract claims and makes them concrete.
Real. It grounds it. Less about what the business says, more about what people actually experienced,
Exactly.
which leads us nicely into this idea of social proof.
Ah, yes. Social proof.
It's one of those like background psychological things that guides so many of our choices, maybe without us even noticing.
Totally. Social proof, basically, it's our tendency to look at what other people are doing when we're unsure.
Right. If you don't know what to do, you see what the crowd's doing.
Especially if those people seem kind of like us. Testimonials are just a really clear example of that happening in the marketplace.
Okay. So you see someone else bought it, used it, and crucially, had a good result. And that can really quiet down that little voice of doubt, the one that pops up when you're about to spend money.
It does. And there's data here too. Our sources mentioned a Nielsen survey
Oh, yeah.
found that a whopping 92% of people trust earned media. So testimonials, user videos, that kind of thing, way more than paid ads.
92%, that's almost everyone. Huge gap in credibility there.
Massive difference. And what really stands out is the power of relatability.
Oh, so.
Well, if a testimonial comes from someone who describes problems or needs really similar to yours, that
Important.
carries so much more weight. It's that aha, someone just like me had this issue and this solved it feeling.
Gotcha. Okay, so we're building trust. We've got this powerful social proof kicking in. What else are testimonials trying to achieve? What other key goals?
Well, another really, really crucial one is tackling customer hesitations directly, those objections people have.
We all have them, right? Before hitting buy now.
Exactly. That mental checklist. Is this really going to work? Is it actually worth the money? These are the natural hurdles.
For sure. You might look at, say, new software and think, looks cool, but is it easy enough for me to use?
Right. Or you see a higher price and wonder, okay, why is this one more expensive? Is it really better?
Yeah, is the quality there?
And that's where good testimonials shine. They can tackle those exact concerns head on by
Ow!
offering real examples. Our sources mentioned, say, a product costs more than others, a testimonial that explains why it was worth it.
Like what the extra value was.
Exactly. Maybe highlighting long-term savings or much better results. Mm-hmm. That can be super persuasive in justifying the cost to someone who's unsure.
It's like hearing someone else say, yeah, I hesitated on the price too, but honestly, it saved me so much hassle. It basically paid for itself. Totally worth it.
Precisely. That lands so much harder than the company just saying, we have premium quality.
Much more convincing.
So testimonials act like reassurance. They calm those anxieties and make people feel more secure about deciding to buy.
And it's not just calming fears, is it? They also kind of back up what the company's already saying.
Yes, exactly. Think of it as evidence. Proof for the marketing claims.
Okay.
A business can say their product is, I don't know, revolutionary, or their service is top-notch.
Standard marketing stuff.
Right. But when a real customer confirms that with their own story, it just adds this layer of believability, of trustworthiness, that the company's own words just can't match alone.
It's like a job interview, right? The applicant saying, I'm a great team player, versus an old colleague saying, yeah, they were amazing on that project, really pulled the team together.
Perfect analogy. One just feels more solid, more credible. And that increased confidence that people feel from these testimonials, that leads right to the ultimate goal for most businesses.
Converting prospects, making the sale.
Turning those interested people into actual paying customers.
Right. So all this effort, building trust, social proof, handling doubts, it's all funneling towards that final action.
That's the aim. Positive testimonials, especially ones that really spell out the specific benefits someone got.
The results.
Yeah, the tangible results. They can often be the thing that pushes someone over the line from just thinking about buying to actually doing it.
It's that social proof magic again, isn't it? Seeing someone else get the result you want makes it feel achievable, less risky.
Absolutely. It's that potent mix, you know. Seeing the positive outcome in a testimonial, hearing that compelling story from someone else, it's really motivating in that final decision stage.
Okay, now we've talked a lot about the logical side trust evidence, but our sources also touched on something else, maybe less obvious, the emotional side of these stories.
Oh, this is so important. Because while facts and figures matter in marketing,
sure,
you have to remember, buying decisions are often driven by emotion. Maybe even more than logic sometimes.
Sure.
Testimonials give you this little window into real human experiences. And through those stories, they can create this powerful emotional connection with potential buyers.
Mm-hmm.
Something dry facts just can't do.
Can you give an example? How does that emotional connection work?
Sure. Think about that fitness product example we touched on.
Okay.
When a customer shares their personal journey, maybe overcoming challenges, feeling better, getting healthier, using the product.
Yeah.
They're not just listing facts like lost 10 pounds.
Yeah.
They're conveying emotions.
Yeah. Right?
Hope, maybe determination, triumph.
Okay.
And for someone reading that who might be facing similar struggles, feeling maybe a bit down, that emotional resonance can be incredibly powerful. It sparks that feeling of, wow, if they did it, maybe.
Maybe I can too.
Yeah, that taps into something deeper, doesn't it?
Mm.
Aspirations, hopes. Very human.
Very human. And speaking of human, let's loop back to the psychology. It's not just any positive comment that works, right? There's something fundamental about why we listen to these endorsements.
Absolutely. It goes back to that innate tendency. When we're uncertain, we look to others. What are they doing? What worked for them?
It's baked in.
Deeply. Yeah. Testimonials tap right into that fundamental psychology. By showing that other people, especially people who seem like us, made a good choice and got what they wanted, it just provides that reassurance. It lowers the perceived risk of making the decision.
It's like that subconscious check. Okay, others tried it. It worked out. Safer bet for me. Hopefully with less dramatic results than jumping off a cliff, I think we joked about.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Hopefully a much more controlled, beneficial outcome. And this reliance on social cues, it really highlights why authenticity is just crucial.
Oh, totally. I think we've all seen those testimonials that just feel off.
Yeah.
They ring hollow.
Maybe the language is too perfect or too generic.
Yeah.
No specifics. Makes you instantly suspicious. And that kind of testimonial can actually hurt a brand. If people think they're fake or, you know, heavily scripted, it kills trust instead of building it.
So what works?
Real stories.
Yeah.
Genuine ones. In the customer's own words, ideally. Maybe with names, faces if possible, details about their specific experience.
Right.
Those authentic accounts, they make the brand feel human.
Right.
Relatable. Trustworthy.
Just that human touch that cuts through, isn't it? It changes a brand from just a logo into something relatable.
Exactly.
And that connection built through those real voices, that must play a huge part in building brand credibility long term.
Precisely. Brand credibility isn't just about slick ads. You can't fake it.
No.
It's built slowly. Mm-hmm. By consistently delivering on promises, creating good experiences. And when happy customers share those experiences and testimonials, it just reinforces that reliability.
Yeah.
It's like a public stamp of approval.
Like the community saying, yeah, these guys are legit.
Thumbs up.
Mm.
And that public endorsement, as our sources stressed, it just amplifies credibility in a way that a company's own marketing, no matter how clever, can't.
It can't replicate that.
No. And ultimately, I mean, all these threads we've pulled, trust, social proof, handling doubts, backing up claims, credibility, they all tie back to the bottom line, right? Sales and conversions.
Mm-hmm.
Testimonials aren't just window dressing.
Mm-hmm.
They directly influence whether someone actually buys.
Right. People are actively looking for this stuff, aren't they? This social validation to check if a product really will solve their problem, meet their needs, deliver what's promised.
They really are. And again, the data we saw is so strong. That Nielsen stat.
The 92% one.
Yeah, 92% trust, earned media, overpaid ads. Mm-hmm. It's just a massive indicator of how much weight these testimonials carry in guiding those final purchase decisions.
Okay, so we get why they're crucial. But our sources also talked about where to put them. Placement matters, right? It's not just about having them
somewhere. Oh, definitely not random. Strategic placement throughout the customer's journey is absolutely key.
Okay, how so?
Well, early on, say, when someone first lands on your website, a well-chosen testimonial can be great for creating that initial awareness, sparking interest.
Like on the homepage.
Exactly. A really compelling quote right there, making a strong first impression.
Okay, catches their eye. What about later, when they're digging deeper?
Right. When they're further along, maybe looking at specific product pages, reading details, that's the time for testimonials that address common questions or highlight specific benefits of that product.
Ah, some more targeted.
Very targeted.
Right.
This is where you put testimonials that tackle frequently asked questions or maybe ease doubts someone might have right before they add it to the cart.
So you're anticipating those moments of hesitation.
Exactly.
Putting that reassurance right there when they need it.
You got it. And doing that strategically, it could really speed up the whole decision process, move people through the sales funnel quicker.
Makes sense.
And speaking of moving things along, let's talk about conversion rates directly. This is where you see the real business impact.
Okay. All this trust-building, doubt-reducing stuff, does it actually lead to more sales, quantifiably?
The data strongly suggests yes, a resounding yes. Using testimonials on key pages, landing pages for campaigns, product pages,
mm-hmm.
can lead to really significant boosts in conversion rates. You know, the percentage of visitors who actually buy or sign up.
Right.
That Bright Local study we mentioned, it found sites using reviews and testimonials saw, on average, about a 34% increase in conversions.
Wow, 34%. Just by making testimonials visible, that's huge. Really shows the power of using that social proof at the right moment.
It really does. And maybe surprisingly, testimonials can even help support your pricing.
How? Because price is often a big hurdle.
Exactly. But testimonials can help justify the cost by showing the value customers actually got.
Okay.
Think about a quote where someone says flat out, you know, this was worth every penny.
Yeah.
That kind of direct feedback about value for money, it can be incredibly powerful for someone who's maybe balking a bit at the price tag.
It's like having another customer say, yeah, it costs a bit more, but you get what you pay for and it's worth it. Makes the price feel justified, not just arbitrary.
Makes it feel like a smart investment, not just an expense.
Mm-hmm.
And all these things together, they help shorten the sales cycle too.
How does that work? Faster decisions.
Yeah. When potential customers see clear evidence that others benefited and how, they tend to decide faster. The risk feels lower. The path to the benefits seems clearer.
Makes total sense. If you see someone else got their problem solved quickly with this thing, you'll likely spend less time humming and hawing.
Exactly. Testimonials that maybe mention ease of use or how fast they saw results or the great support they got, those can be especially good at cutting down decision time.
Uh-huh.
By tackling those potential holdups right at the start using real customer voices, you just streamline the whole buying process.
Okay, so bringing it all together then, it's really clear the goal of a testimonial is way more than just getting a nice quote.
Much more.
It's really this multifaceted strategy. Building trust is foundational. Providing that vital social proof that connects with buyers.
Mm-hmm.
Tackling those anxieties and objections head on.
Crucial.
backing up your marketing claims with real evidence, and ultimately, yeah, driving those conversions, getting the sale.
That's the whole picture. And when you use them thoughtfully, make sure they're truly authentic, and place them strategically.
Mm-hmm.
They become, honestly, indispensable for effective marketing.
Well, this has been really eye-opening, a proper deep dive into something we probably see every day, but maybe don't fully appreciate.
Agreed. It's definitely more complex and strategic than it looks on the surface.
So just to quickly recap for everyone listening, we've seen how testimonials are key for building that initial trust, giving that all-important social proof by showing others had good experiences.
Right.
Directly handling customer doubts and hesitations, providing real backup for marketing claims, and of course, helping to drive sales and conversions.
And we stressed how vital authenticity is.
Absolutely critical.
And placing them smartly throughout the customer's journey.
Right. Authenticity and strategy. Now, our sources also specifically mention video testimonials becoming more important, more impactful.
Yeah, video adds another layer.
They even mention vidlo.video as a possible resource for, you know, for you listening if you're thinking about maybe creating your own video testimonial campaigns.
Might be worth looking into if you're serious about leveraging customer stories.
Definitely. Because actually seeing and hearing someone share their positive experience,
mm-hmm.
that can add even more authenticity, more emotional connection than just text.
Huge difference. That human connection really comes through. It can be incredibly persuasive.
So as you go about your online life, maybe you run a business, maybe you're just shopping, I want to leave you with this final thought.
What?
Next time a testimonial catches your eye, especially one that actually makes you pause or influences you, take a second. Think about why. What was it about that specific feedback? The words, the person, the timing. Understanding what worked on you might just give you a whole new appreciation for the, well, the subtle but really immense power of a few honest words from a happy customer. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.